What do you think the implications are if we found life elsewhere in the universe? Like, how would people react?
I think people basically assume that life is common in the universe. And if we find algae on Mars or something like that, people will say, well, we always thought so, and now the scientists can go to work.
My impression from talking to journalists is that the discovery of intelligent life elsewhere, I'm not talking about microbes on Mars, but the intelligent life, would be the just about the biggest news story ever.
A facile answer would be, well, now we can say that we're no longer alone, but we're not actually alone. There's sentient life on this planet. People have been keeping pets for thousands of years. Look, there's a bird.
The discovery of intelligent life, I think, would like widen my horizon and make me more aware of the Earth and how much we still don't know about the world in general and about science.
I think most people are like really ignorant, kind of stupid, like me. I probably wouldn't have any changed opinions because we're still human.
I don't think it would have a big effect on how we view our planet. I mean, our planet's very unique, and I think we're all aware of that.
If we found other life on Earth, like on a different galaxy or different planet, and they were treating their planet well and good, and it was healthy, I think that it would encourage us to be more eco-friendly and stuff.
Do you think we'll find intelligent life elsewhere in the universe?
I don't think that intelligent life would be as common as unintelligent life, if you will. But on the other hand, it's the kind of life that would most interest us.
I actually don't think it would be that big of a deal if it's just a microbe. With how big the universe is, like I'm sure there's bound to be some kind of form of life out there.
I think there's way too much universe for there not to be life forms on other planets.
I mean, basically there's a lot of planets out there that can support human life, but it's only a very small percentage of all the planets in the universe.
If they were to find something interesting, I think all the work that they put in would be completely worth all the research and money and time that's gone into it, be like successful. So I think that they should take the chance and keep looking.
Our planet is, as nice as it is not the only nice place in the cosmos.
I don't like to think of this being the only planet with sentient life. I find the quantity of diversity in nature on this planet interesting and valuable, and other things that sound incredibly dry when you have to reduce them to adjectives. I should like to see the rest of that diversity reflected in the universe, if only because it would be really neat.
Maybe we're, one of the latest generations and things have been around for a lot longer than that, or maybe we're one of the newer ones and there's more springing up as we speak.
What type of living creature do you think we might find?
I'm a bit of a Star Trek fan, so I don't know, it's probably going to be like a microorganism or something, right? And then who knows, maybe. I think if there was a really fancy kind of life, when I say fancy, I mean like some kind of form of omnipotent energy or something, I don't think we would be able to find it. So I think the only things we're going to find are like little microbes.
So do you ever think that we'll find intelligent life on another planet or in the universe?
Right. Well, the answer to that is basically I doubt it.
I think it will be very hard, even if intelligent life existed anywhere else in the universe, I think it will be extremely hard to ever find it.
So the distance to the sun is 8 minutes. The distance to the nearest star is 4 years. There are a lot of minutes
just to
in
get
a year.
There?
Just for light to get there. And matter cannot travel at the speed of light. So if we were to go, it would take many lifetimes.
So I guess we could find it, but we have to be able to actually get to those planets.
I think it could be beneficial to try to make some interactions with them if we were to find some, like a species intelligent enough. But if not, you still learn a lot about other types of life, and you have no idea what the possibilities could be like if we were to find something.
I do think it's very important for us on here on Earth to continue finding out what's changing in our universe and what's going on in the Milky Way system, to continue researching for the extraterrestrial life.
Now people don't think life on Earth is special. In fact, most people would say that life on Earth, and even intelligent life on Earth, is like not special. It's like sort of ordinary and boring. And hey, you know, the universe has billions of stars, and so it has billions of planets and billions of intelligent life things, and it's sort of like Star Wars and all kinds of really amazing different things, and we're, you know, we're not even all that smart, and we're certainly not all that sophisticated, and we have problems, and we're all very ordinary.
You know, just because there's a lot of real estate, of course, doesn't guarantee that there's a lot of life, but finding life would tell you that, yes, life is not a miracle either, any more so than the earth. And consequently, we're just all players in an enormous arena. We're just another duck in the row.
Do you think it is important to do this kind of research?
The more we know about anything, the greater picture we have, the more we know about what's actually the case, the more we can know about our purpose, our design. I believe there's a purpose and a reason for everything, you know? There's a reason for your eyes, how they were designed for a purpose. So I believe the universe is the same thing. It's the microcosm, macrocosm of the same thing. So the more we know about what is, the more we can be less subjective and more objective.
I think it would be a huge breakthrough in the scientific world if intelligent life was found on other planets, because it would make humans so much more aware of what else was out in the universe and how big it was and how much more we have to discover still.
So what do you think the implications are if we found life elsewhere in the universe?
Well, I think it would be fantastically exciting from a biological point of view. We would learn about what life is and what makes it succeed, and presumably how it evolved here or how it evolved in some other place and what are the requirements of it. This is still very much a mystery.
It would be existentially depressing and rather arrogant to assume that we were the only planet capable of supporting life in the entire universe. For example, I have no idea if anything that can swim is going to turn up, you know, under the ice on Europa, but that would be incredibly neat. So there's sort of the awesome value. There's the selfishness value, which is if we do totally wreck the planet, everybody would like to know that we have somewhere else to go, although I'd hope we'd be able to colonize elsewhere without having, you know, become a dystopian trash pit of, you know, 1950s sci-fi movies or, you know, Avatar. And in general, I tend to think that scientific research and exploration is worth doing for the sake of the knowledge, whatever use it's put to, although that said, I don't really want to see a strip mining Io.
Would the discovery of intelligent life change your personal views or beliefs in any way? How?
It proves your belief a little more. It'll give proof to what you believe in.
Well, we'll realize we're not the center of the universe, which would drastically would alter a lot of communities' perceptions of where they are in the world.
God did create the universe, but he created it with the Big Bang process, and it's totally consistent with a scriptural understanding. So it's not necessary to feel that there is this either-or conflict. God created the universe with great wonders, and there's no reason that those wonders might not include life or even intelligent life somewhere else. And in fact, that is the position that the church and the Jewish and other religions have taken for several hundred years, if not longer.
I think it's important that we find out more about the universe, including our place in it, which would involve other life forms. So as long as it's something that's not harmful to anything, yes, absolutely.
I said, like, again, it depends, right? If they're really intelligent, they'll help us out. If they're not, then we might help them out.
Life is not common, but it's not impossible. You know, it happens, and it's just nothing near us, and the reason they haven't come is they're just too far away. Most people would say, well, life is a chemical reaction. And so you mix a bunch of chemicals together, and bingo, you get life. If we were to find life on a planet that has no liquid water, well, that would be certainly an amazing discovery, and would make us work hard to figure out how that particular life came to be. So that would be terrific.
Microbial life is very tough. It can exist under conditions that wouldn't be very pleasant for us. So I think it's a very safe assumption to say that, well, most of the life in the universe is going to be single-celled life. It's going to be, you know, microbial life. Intelligence might be machine intelligence, and it may be that biological intelligence, like Homo sapiens, is only around to get the machines going. We may be doing that ourselves in the next 50 years. And so it may be that we find lots of clever beings, if you will, out in space, but they're all machines.
I think they'd like kind of look like us. I don't think they'd be like, I think they'd have like arms and legs and eyes and stuff like that. But I don't think they'd have like the functional like brains that like we have.
Do you think it'll be intelligent?
Yes.
Do you think it'll be as intelligent as humans?
I think it'll be more intelligent than humans.
Do you think it'll be smart? Like as smart as humans?
Probably. There are lots of planets, so.
Some people believe, well, if we do find a planet, you know, life on other planets, they could infect us with their diseases, so we might all just die. I mean, if we do find intelligent life, chances are it'll be bad for us. You know, they could be more intelligent than us, and then they just kill us. Worst case scenario.
I would think that's really interesting, but I almost hope we don't, because I think knowing our world, we would probably do something violent and irrational. So I wouldn't be like that happy with the world finding other life.
What do you think the implications are if we found life elsewhere in the universe?
I think somebody will try to make money off it.
Once we found it, we would go research it, probably kill it. I would hope that we wouldn't kill it or, you know, be violent or aggressive, but we probably will.
Do you think that it's important to do this kind of research?
I think it's important to an extent. I don't think it's worth billions of dollars in government money, but I mean, it's interesting to an extent. Like, I don't think it's like that important.
Possibly yes, can I say that? Just because I know the economy's been tough and there are a lot of people that are just trying to find jobs and things to eat and stuff like that. So I would say yes, but on a limited budget.
Why not? Because I feel like there's other things like people being homeless, people living in poverty, third world countries that we should be helping out instead of worrying about life on other planets.
Well, I mean, honestly, I think that, like, Stage 51 and stuff like that, like, I think they already know about it. I think they already know about it, and they're keeping it a secret. You know what I mean?
Really?
I do, yeah.
Maybe there really are abductions, and people come in, and they take you, and they study you, and they put you back because they really don't want to be known that they're doing it, and also they don't want, you know, they don't know what our stuff will rub off on them.
I don't have a personal stake in believing that there are aliens, you know, in the sense of, I always knew there was a government conspiracy, but simply in the sense of it would enrich what we know of the world, and I think that would be worth it. I would thereupon care very much about what was done with the discovery. You know, it is no use discovering intelligent life if, you know, we're promptly going to try to extirpate it, which, you know, is a recurring pattern in this planet.
It's called the Fermi paradox. If life is everywhere, then where is it?